Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm going to talk about five things that the pandemic has done to strengthen myself or my business or just Burn Bootcamp in general. So obviously, it's been such a crazy last, almost 2 years now, which is kind of scary to say, but about 18 months, right? So, you know, obviously March 2020 is a month that none of us will ever forget of, you know, our worlds being turned upside down. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of ups and downs and different life lessons that we've learned. So I'm just going to try to think of maybe our top five or my top five that if I can reflect back on the last 18 months, I could kind of summarize for you guys. So number one, I would say, is flexibility. I've learned that it's so important to have flexibility and having an open mind. I think those two, to me, go hand in hand because as a business owner, you know, you think you have things under control or you think that, you know, your path is kind of set for you in a way, you know, not necessarily in a long-term perspective, but in a short-term perspective. You have plans, right? So like as a business, we make annual plans and then we execute on those annual plans. And the pandemic taught us that no matter how much planning and preparation you can do, things can change. And if you don't have an open mind and flexibility in your mindset, then you're going to end up having tension. You're going to end up having failed expectations. You're going to end up having probably more stress in your life, right? Because you're going to try to continue to make something work that you planned out that just no longer matches the environment that you're in. So obviously, you know, the biggest thing with Burn Bootcamp is, man, if we weren't flexible and have an open mind to say, well, all our gyms closed down. So if I had this like closed mind and not willing to try new things that haven't been tested and proven, then we probably wouldn't have a business today, right? And so you close your gyms overnight and what do? You go on Zoom and you work out or you stream live workouts every day from YouTube and you do things that normally you would have probably wanted to test out and prove and get the glitches out and take all this time, right? Well, no, we didn't have that. Time was not on our side. We had to pivot within 24 hours and pivot and pivot and pivot and pivot and do all these different things and learn how to go to the market differently and learn how to execute and serve people. So flexibility, being having an open mind, that's something I want to carry on for the remainder of my career and just life in general, right? So I think that's a good lesson as if you break it down to just a everyday life lesson is, hey, yeah, you can have your day planned out. You can have your week planned out. You can have your vacations planned out. You can have all this stuff planned out, but life doesn't always work that way. And how can you continue to have an open mind that things are going to come in and you're going to be able to just have that flexibility to say, okay, not what I planned, but we're going to move into and do this instead. And I'm still going to be happy and I'm still going to find success out of that and have and be proud that something went differently than originally planned. Number two, I would say one of my number two lessons is creativity. So flexing your creativity muscle. I am not necessarily a creative person, and I wouldn't say that I am just because of the pandemic. However, I think that I have had to challenge myself and our team has had to challenge ourselves on how to get creative. And I mean, it falls into kind of what I just said of flexibility, but it's you got to get creative. So if plan A didn't work, what's plan B going to be? And it's thinking outside of the box. And, you know, for me, getting creative means listening to other voices, you know, the good voices that for my perspective, it's I'm a franchisor and I have franchise partners, right, that are operating these gyms. And so how can I get creative and involve them in our conversations and make sure that what I think is going to work is actually going to work based on what the feedback is that they're going to give me? That comes into my open-mindedness as well and learning that. But creativity. So I can't even tell you guys how many hiccups we've had over the last 18 months from the, obviously our doors shutting, but then also to logistics and supply chain. So lots of problems that you don't talk about, but you know, if anyone knows what's going on in the world, right, it's logistics and supply chain are a huge issue for everybody. And that's including us. You know, we sell supplements, we have retail and we have apparel and we have customized equipment. If you've ever been into a burn boot camp. So, you know, when you have those products to offer and there's issues with supply chain, you have to get creative, right? And you have to figure out how are we going to, you know, make sure that our people are getting what they need and we're able to sell something that maybe is not relevant anymore in the marketplace. So just getting creative is something that I've learned over the last 18 months. Number three, I would say trust in our team. This is more on the business end, obviously, but I talk all the time about bringing the right people into your life and into your business to make sure that they're filling your gaps as an entrepreneur. And so I have an incredible team here at headquarters. And, you know, they're the ones that have been right alongside, you know, Devin and I, making hard decisions, dealing with hard things, getting creative, having an open mind, and putting in the work. And so I think if anything, it's solidified my trust into our team and to the people that choose to, you know, work alongside Devin and I on this mission. And, you know, they're going through their own stuff at the end of the day. Everybody is, but they still show up every day. They put in the work, they put in the effort. And that stuff I won't forget, you know, years down the road of just who was alongside us and who was there for us when times got really hard. And then who were the people that actually left? And no like shade or anything. Like everybody deserves to do what's best for them. And however, you know, that trust will go a long way with me in future years. And so that's a lesson that I've learned over the last several months. The other one I would say is, I think that was my three, four, gosh, I think drowning out noise. So I talked about this probably like two episodes ago about, you know, if you're feeling in a funk, really drowning out the noise and focusing on what's important. And I believe that I think I could reiterate that point in almost every podcast because thankfully for me, this pandemic has shown me who the right people are in my life and who the wrong people are in my life. And then just the noise of life in general, of social media, of media in general, of the division in, you know, even our country. And listen, everybody, there's a lot of polarism happening, right? Then 50% of the time people are going to agree with you and 50% of the time people aren't going to agree with you. It is truly impossible to make everybody around you happy. And I think it's just reiterated for me that that's not my job. My job is not to please everybody that, you know, comes in contact with me or is in business with me even, you know. And so drowning out the noise is so important because if you focus on the negative, then that's what your mind will believe and that's how your actions will follow. So you need to truly surround yourself with the positive people. And listen, I think there's a big difference between noise and negativity and people that challenge you because at the end of the day, they love you and they want you to be better. So I don't ever want to come across as I run from conflict or I run from challenge when people maybe do disagree with me because there's always opportunity to seek somebody else's perspective. And that can come in forms of being challenged on a decision you might make or a belief that you may even have, right? But it's about who is that person and is that the right voice to listen to? And that's the message that I want to bring. And so like for social media, for example, you know, if there's just people commenting on your stuff that you don't even know, or maybe it's just that you're reading that stuff. You're reading opinions of people that you don't even know, and somehow it's creating some sort of reaction in you that's making you mad and then making your total attitude change and outlook change. Those are the people you need to drown out, like the stuff that just doesn't truly matter. So drowning out the noise, focusing on the people and the things that are truly important to you. And listen, you're going to sometimes in your career or in your role, in whatever hat you're wearing, there are times that you are faced with conflict and you're faced with kind of having to listen to the noise because it's maybe part of your job. But how can you filter it through, right? How can you make sure that, yes, you're receiving it and you value it and you're hearing it and you're seeking those perspectives, but you're not allowing it to change you in the core that you – or change you to the core, right? Like you're not letting that impact who you are, how you show up every day, how you walk, how you talk. You're not letting other people change who you are. That is so, so important because it can happen very easily. If you're letting people control your beliefs or how you show up in this world because you're so afraid of their opinion and you're afraid of disagreement and conflict, those aren't the right people to have into your life, right? So that's just been a good lesson for me, and I think a lot of people are learning that lesson. You know, I've solicited feedback from a lot of you guys on, hey, what have you learned during this pandemic? And a lot of people said the same thing. It's like perspective and knowing who should be in your life, who shouldn't be in your life. And I think that's a great lesson. And we just need to continue to always put a filter on because there's times and places and seasons for everybody. And it's okay to part ways with someone that's no longer serving you in the best way. And it's, like I said, it's like no shade towards them or towards you, or you don't have to blame people. It's just the way life is. People grow. People take different paths. People have different priorities. And sometimes it just changes who you get to surround yourself with. So that's an important one that I truly want to hold on to post-pandemic, whatever that means and whenever that is. And then I think the last one for me is making sure, you know, another lesson I would say is making sure to take time for to take care of myself. So, you know, in the last 18 months, I've brought another child into the world, and then I've navigated a pandemic, you know, and led a business through it. And while I'm super, super, super proud of that, and I know that it's prepared me for future challenges, it hasn't been easy. And there's definitely been nights where I'm worn down and I'm not happy and I'm not having fun. And so for me, it's making sure that I'm talking about it and I'm then doing something about it, because it doesn't do any good to live in that space, right, where you're like just feeling blah. And so taking care of yourself is so, so important. And I'm going to go through so many more challenges in my life. And so how can you continue to check in on yourself? How can I continue to check in myself and say, I'm really unhappy in this area of my life. How can I focus on changing that? Or what can I do to pour into myself to make sure I'm not feeling some of those thoughts? So I think self-care. Self-care, I could sum that up into one word. It would be, I've learned how truly important self-care is. And it's interesting because it's obviously something I've believed in for so long. And I mean, I preach it at the mission of what Burn Boot Camp is. It's like, you know, giving people permission to take care of themselves and putting themselves first. And I think that I've always viewed that as like their workout. And, you know, I think it just goes beyond that. And that's something I think I learned over this last 18 months is like, self-care comes in so many different ways, and I've talked about this, and it's not just the workout. It's not just the manicures and pedicures and massages and spa days, and it's more than that, right? And so this has given me opportunities to dig deep and say, it's okay you're going through hard times. It's okay to feel this way, but what can we do about it? Because we need to make sure that we can show up the way we want to, and we won't be able to do it if we're continuing to be beat down and not taking care of ourselves first. So those are my five, guys. I'd love to hear from you. So please follow me on Instagram, morgan.a.klein, and let me know what you've learned and what your biggest takeaways and lessons have been through navigating the pandemic. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells. And follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.